Well, while America waits to see if the U.S. can advance tomorrow at the Women's World Cup against France, the host country, a former all-star, all-state goalkeeper, that is, from Delaware, will see a lot of familiar faces on the opposition. WDL's Sean Green explains.
Wilmington's Emily Dolan isn't watching the Women's World Cup the same way millions of Americans have so far. The U.S. looks to repeat as champions. While it's easy to see the skills of players like the United States' Megan Rapinoe, Brazil's Marta, and Canada's Christine Sinclair, Dolan has a very unique perspective. She's been on the same field as many of the top players in the world. Dolan has had that opportunity after wrapping up her third year playing goalkeeper in Europe, including this season for Real Betis Femeninas of Spain's Liga Iberdrola, the top flight equivalent to the men's La Liga.
A lot of them are my friends. I have a friend on the team for the Netherlands, Sweden, Chile. I've played against a ton of players from the French national team because a lot of them play on Olympique Lyon. And that was the team that my team in Poland got knocked out by in the Champions League. So it's really cool. It makes the World Cup, I mean, it's already an amazing competition from a purely global standpoint. And it's an event for women's football that's not matched. But it makes it more personal for me. And this is the first World Cup where I'm watching and I'm seeing people I recognize. And it's very bizarre, to be honest, but it's also really cool.
Emily's pathway to her team in Sevilla, Spain, hasn't been a straight line. After being named Delaware's 2012 Goalkeeper of the Year at Wilmington Charter, Dolan took her goalie gloves to Florida Gulf Coast University, where she served primarily as a backup for 3 seasons. Despite that, and some time playing semi-pro soccer for the Lancaster Inferno, Dolan still had a soccer scratch she needed to itch.
After graduation, decided that I wanted to see if I could break into the professional scene, just give it a shot. Didn't have really any connections I didn't have any idea what I was doing. I put a highlight film together and a CV and went online and found literally the email addresses of every team I could possibly find in Europe and just flooded my stuff out. Was fortunate to get a response from a team in Italy playing in Serie A, so I spent my first professional season in Italy.
Dolan said she got that call from a team in Ravenna while working as a summer lifeguard back in Delaware.
It happened very quickly. I had sent them an email. I think I got a response maybe 2 or 3 days later. They had a goalkeeper who had a drug testing problem. They needed somebody in a very quick turnaround. And basically their email was, yes, we need a goalkeeper. Can you be here in 2 days for a trial? And I got that while I was at work. I was like, oh, no, I can't be there in 2 days. I need like a week. Went over there. Spent about a week, maybe week and a half on trial. And then at the end of that time period, they sat me down and said, yeah, we'd like you to stay. And here's a contract. And at the time, I didn't have many other options, to be completely frank. So it was a pretty easy decision to stay. And I'm very grateful for it because the Italian league was a really, really good opportunity. And I was super lucky to have that one kind of fall in my lap a little bit.
A great opportunity indeed, but Emily said she couldn't know it was going to be that successful, which led to a few problems.
I had no idea what to bring. I really didn't bring over very much at all. I thought there was a chance I was going to stay, so I brought more than what was needed for a week or a week and a half, but after I made the team, it was a little bit of creativity to figure out how to stretch clothes for long periods of time. I didn't have a washer, actually, for the first 2 months that I was there because it was so short notice. They put me up in an apartment above a bank. So the clothes that I had with me got absolutely wrecked. I washed them in the sink and put them on the roof to dry. So the little clothing I had didn't last very long. But I did have to come home at some point to finish my visa process. So I was able to grab some more stuff when I came back for that.
And Emily's problems weren't just with wardrobe. There was still the matter of simple communication in a place she'd never been before.
Completely new experience. I had never left the country before going over to Italy. So definitely a culture shock, definitely a language barrier. I was fortunate because there was a girl from Ireland and a girl from Mexico who spoke English and Spanish fluently and Italian. So super fortunate to have people there that I could communicate with. so I wasn't totally isolated. A little bit of survival instinct kicks in, and you end up learning languages a lot quicker than you think you would, and you'd find out that there are a lot of good, really kind people all over the world, because I've been helped out so many times in so many countries.
After a year in Italy, Emily felt she needed a change, and eventually took an opportunity with a Polish squad who had qualified for the women's version of the UEFA Champions League, the premier club soccer tournament in Europe. Emily pitched a shutout and earned two other victories in the group stage to reach the knockout round, where they were paired with eventual champion Olympique Lyon, a club with five players on the French team that will face the United States on Friday. After losing 5-0 in Poland, the second leg was to be played in Lyon's Parc Olympique Lyonnais, a 59,000-seat stadium where some of this year's World Cup matches are being played. Emily called it inspirational.
It was really a turning point in my career. There were certainly feelings of, this is getting really hard. I'm away from my family. I'm in countries where I know nobody. Nobody speaks, you know, my language. I'm learning the languages as I go, but I can't express myself freely. Stepping on a pitch like that and seeing the stadium and seeing that caliber of a team in front of you, it really reignited my love for the sport in a way that I hadn't felt in a very long time. It was the moment of, this is what I love to do, and it's been hard, but I'm not ready to let this go yet. I want to play against teams like this again. I want to play in stadiums like this again. You know, I'm not ready to quit yet.
Dolan's squad would lose that match 9-0, and after the season, Dolan was again left with the decision to make in terms of her soccer future. She was dealing with the reality of having played two full seasons in Poland and Italy, away from her core in the United States.
It's hard. My family is very important to me, and they're my best friends in the whole world. But I'm also very lucky because all of them are incredibly supportive of what I'm doing. I talk to them almost every day when I'm over there. And if I need to be on the phone and just talk about how much I miss them, they're there for me. But they also don't let me get caught up in that emotion. They know that, you know, I have a goal. I'm working towards objectives that I've set for myself. Being away from them in college was certainly a little bit of a baby step in that direction, but you throw in the time zone differences, and it's a totally different animal.
Emily eventually signed with Real Betis Feminas, an upgrade in league, but also an upgrade in competition, as she's battling former Japanese national goaltender Arina Yamane for playing time. Dolan got into eight matches as the club finished in sixth place, their best showing in the Spanish league. Emily's work was recently rewarded as she signed a two-year contract to stay with the club, which he hopes is yet another step in what has been a remarkable journey to this point.
I'm just kind of the type of player to put my head down and see what happens. I want to keep pushing the envelope and see how far I can take this. And at the end of the day, if I give everything that I have and I hit a certain point and that's as far as I can go, then I'll be happy with that. But I think that I have a lot of growth left to do in my career, and I think that there's more that I can do still with my future in football.
It all started with a series of cold emails, but Dolan said you have to have the right mindset to make it in women's professional soccer.
If you wake up in the morning and you're already thinking about when you're going to play next, that passion for football is so important, because no matter where you are in your career, you know, as a youth player, college, professional, it's not only just ups. There's a lot of downs in this journey as well. If you don't have that love for football and passion for football, then it's going to be really difficult. My first thing would be to foster that happiness and joy of the game and truly love what you do, and then make this decision for yourself that this is what you want to do and what you want to pursue, and surround people who support you and support that dream. Because for all the ups and downs, I would choose this 10 out of 10 times if I had to go back and decide again. The people that I've met, the experiences that I've had, the places I've got to see, the languages that I've learned, it's absolutely incredible. And I'm grateful every day that I get to wake up and do this. But, you know, I'm also doing what I love, and I have people who support me in that. So I think that that's a really important thing for youth players to understand.
And Emily Dolan has certainly come a long way in a hurry, from a summer lifeguard to a keeper in a league that produced over 40 players for this summer's Women's World Cup. For Dell Aware, I'm Sean Green.
All right.